I've been playing EVE Online. Now, for those of you who don't know, EVE Online is what we lovingly refer to as an internet spaceships game. It's a massive multiplayer online game where you are a space pilot, and it all exists within this sort of fully realized universe with a full economy and, you know, corporations at war over land and territorial rights, and everything within EVE is player driven. There's no like real story necessarily. For, you know, if you've played WoW, you know that there's a lot of questing in WoW, and there's a lot of pushing you down sort of this path and telling this story. And along the way, you're, you know, collecting loot and you're collecting gold and all that stuff. That doesn't really happen in EVE. It's much more of an open, sort of do whatever you want, kind of crazy sandbox. And one thing that makes EVE different from World of Warcraft is if you die in World of Warcraft, the only thing that happens to you is that you wake up in a graveyard as a ghost and you have to run back to your body. And, you know, generally that's maybe about 30 seconds worth of running. Occasionally it's, you know, quite a bit more running, maybe 2 minutes worth of running. And it's a little annoying. And depending on where you die, you know, it can be a little difficult to sort of revive and get out of there without dying again. In EVE, if your spaceship is blown up, you don't get your spaceship back. If you have any cargo you were carrying within that spaceship, all that goes away. If you yourself are then killed after your spaceship blows up, because you have a little survival pod that you kind of shoot out in space in, which other players can shoot and destroy as well. If you are killed, you lose any sort of implants or upgrades you've given your character. So potentially, it can be very devastating for you. There was a pilot not too long ago who had something like $12,000 worth of Plex. And if you know, I'm getting kind of crazy here, but Plex is something that you pay real money for, that you can trade for fake money in game, and you can do it through the company CCP who created the game. And so it's just a way to kind of give people a little extra money in game legally and avoid all the gold farmers. Anyway, so this guy had lost $12,000 worth of this Plex in game, and totally legitimate, totally legal, and didn't get it back. So that sucks. I had a similar that sucks moment for myself 2 nights ago, where my corporation had moved out to an area of space that was very, very dangerous, and I made the decision that I just don't have the time, the skills, or any of that stuff to survive out in that dangerous part of space, and so I was going to pick up all my stuff and leave and come back home. So I had my entire EVE career in this one freighter. So, oh geez, I mean, millions of ISK worth of ships and upgrade parts and all sorts of things, all within a very expensive freighter. And I had flown a shuttle through my flight path back to the safe spot of space where I was going to end up settling down, and didn't see any dangers, and there wasn't anyone in system and anything like that. So I went back and grabbed my freighter full of stuff and took off for home. And wouldn't you know it, I got hit by what's called a gate camp. It was two pilots and battleships sitting at a gate waiting for people like me to come through so that they can blow me up. So they blew me up, and I lost, you know, my first couple of months worth of stuff, pretty much. Everything gone. And it was at that moment that I realized that I love this game. I love it.